Thank you.
Oh, well, firstly, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Oh, thanks.
You don't mind if we don't play Cliff Richard congratulations, do you?
No, please don't.
That's okay, then. Good.
No, I'd be very offended if you did.
Good, good, good. So what have you had for your birthday so far?
Nothing. So, oh, actually, I have. I've had a very, very nice fetching turquoise ice scraper.
Ah, oh. I've had one of the fresh lemon ice scrapers, and I hope there was a car sticker to accompany it.
Yes, he does his car stickers.
I said, oh, make sure Trude gets that top quality present on her birthday. That'll make her day.
Absolutely. And I came yesterday and I thought, oh, it's obviously a card with all my cards. I'll save them till the morning when I'm sitting in bed with my bacon, my birthday bacon sandwich, and open them then. And I open them and I've just really laughed to myself a lot, obviously.
Laughed because it's such a poor quality item.
That's because it's obviously such a very special birthday.
We wanted to mark the occasion with an ice scraper and a sticker. Who could want more?
Exactly.
Well, I hope you didn't want any more because that's all you've got.
And as I just said, I am I'm not at work because I am actually recovering from breast cancer as we speak.
Oh, and, you sound in good spirits.
Yeah.
It's my good week on chemo. Next week, I won't want to speak to anybody.
Oh, so okay. When did you find out?
I found out at the end of August.
Well, how did that news land in your lap?
Oh, you can imagine. It was obviously the worst news I've ever had in my entire life. It really was out of the blue because it wasn't a lump. And this is what I'd like to make. When I'm better, I am going to join some sort of support group as a supporter,
because that's good to know.
It wasn't a lump.
So what took you to the doctors in the first place, then?
It didn't look right.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Right.
It was slightly misshapen. And I'd just moved house. I'd just moved into here. And my boyfriend was convinced it was like a muscle sprain. That's how it looked, you know, when you just get... And so I think he was more shocked than I was, to be quite honest. So I tootled off to the doctor. We'd been on holiday. It was his daughter's wedding in Barbados, so we'd had a very nice time and put it to the back of my mind completely. Came back and went to the doctor's, and it was a look on his face I knew. And then I was fast-tracked to New Cross, and who have been amazing.
And how did you feel when you got that news? You know, what was your first emotion?
Oh, I thought I was going to die.
Did you really, really? Was that your first thought?
Yeah, I've got cancer, I'm going to die. Because it's still that. You've got cancer.
And what support network's been available to you? And, you know, where have you been put in touch with and stuff?
As I said, it's New Cross. I could not fault them. They do literally get you on a fast track.
And
you just go... Once you're there, you've got so many people phoning you. I'd been to the doctors in the morning. By the afternoon, one of the breast nurses, the breast care nurses at New Cross, had phoned me.
How do you cope with that news? How do you... I mean, because you sound in such good spirits. How do you get yourself through it? What, you know...
Well, you just think this is it. And you hear stories of so many people who have got through it that you just think, well, I'm just going to get it done.
Now, we're raising as much money as we can for breast cancer care. What would you say to anybody that... Well, just anybody. Let's be honest. Anybody.
Anybody. I do honestly mean it from the bottom of my heart, is that you do need to go and have it checked. If there's anything remotely not looking right, remotely abnormal, go and see somebody. It's just such a vile thing that you just need to be so aware of it.
I think you're, like, you know, for anyone else that's listening and stuff, like, they'll be inspired by people like you because, you know, you have to stay positive and you sound so happy, and I think that's brilliant.
You're happy when you're feeling well.
you've got to enjoy those waves of happiness as you get them.
You seriously do. And I'm so glad that that's my good week. It's my birthday week. Hurrah!
Yay!
Now, Trude, are you supporting us as we want anybra.com and raising money for breast cancer care?
Certainly am, yes.
Bless you.
Okay.
Good
it's
stuff.
Been lovely to talk to you guys.
And you. Well, look,
too.
You look I after yourself and keep us informed of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just so glad I rang because it just made me laugh so much.